Shop Local Long Island. It's Anna on Raven Walk 97.5. We've teamed up with our friends at PC Richard & Son to tell you about all the great places in your community that could use your support. Donna Sesto is from Babylon Mercantile in Babylon. I am obsessed a little bit with your place.
Oh, thanks.
It looks so cool and like something that you totally want to do with like your girlfriends or with your husband on a date night or a girls' night out. Can you explain a little bit what it is?
So it's really a culinary center. So in the front, we have cookware, kitchenware. We've brought in products from really all over. We've tried to source products from the U.S. and Europe, kind of interesting things. And then in the back, we have a full commercial kitchen.
That's the thing that really intrigues me, right? Because when I walk into a store, I mean, I look around, it looks like Martha Stewart, like kitchen was, you know, born there or whatever. There's so many cool items, half of which I don't even know what they do. But the fact that you have these classes going on in the back, I mean, this is what we love is the group activities, right? Where we get to experience each other and play off each other's strengths and weaknesses at times for humor and for fun. And in this case, for a meal.
Right. I mean, we all want to interact, especially now that we've had so much time where we couldn't do that. And hopefully in the very near future, we'll be able to come back together. The best way to do that is through food and through cooking and sharing a meal. And what's better than, you know, being there with your friends, your family, your partner, and making something to share?
So how does it work right now? I know that a lot of the in-person events and classes had to be postponed during the pandemic, but is it open now? Do you just book online? How does it work?
So we really just opened in November, but we really opened our pantry area, so the retail space. And now we feel like we're in a position where we can start opening up our culinary center and our cooking classes for the public.
I mean, theme classes sounds fun for that too, right? Like you've got different musical tastes and, you know, different things that people are into, their interests. Like that sounds like a great idea.
We have so many in the pipeline. I mean, we also have a whole backyard patio. We'll be doing pizza classes and barbecue classes because we'll have an outdoor kitchen. You know, we have a really great plan for the next couple of months.
Sounds great. Donna, we do this thing called a speed round. It's ridiculous questions. There really is no right or wrong answer. Just answer them as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
Donna, I imagine it takes some inspiration to be passionate about cooking all the time. But what celebrity chef is too passionate about cooking? You're just like, shut up already.
I hate to do this because I don't like to talk bad about
I know.
Anyone.
That's why I'm asking you first. I know.
Guy Fieri. He's actually a really smart business guy, but sometimes his presence, it's just loud and in your face. You know.
Right.
I think he does a great job of exposing, you know, bringing...
Stop it. You're being too nice. It's called a speed round, Donna. It's over. You bash Guy Fieri, and we're going to tell him that you personally said so.
Donna, a part of your logo is the lemon. Now, imagine you only have one perfect, delicious lemon. What dish are you going to make with that?
Probably lemon chicken.
Do you have to watch every food competition show for fear of a customer coming in and wanting to talk about it?
I absolutely have to, and that's why I put 3 TVs in my store so that they're constantly running.
I mean, it's like Guy Fieri's with you all the time.
What's the most common mistake that people make in the kitchen?
I think they overthink it.
Classes are getting ready to open up at your place, Donna, but I know that you've done these before other spots. How many people have you seen fall in love at one of your cooking classes?
Too many.
That's what I thought.
And what is the number one tool everyone should have in their kitchen?
I think a cast iron.
All right. Donna Sesto from Babylon Mercantile in Babylon. You can visit them online at BabylonMercantile.com. I think you have a lot of really fun things that are getting ready to go underway there.
Thank you guys so much.